Listener Production.
Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo. Well, Tassie doesn't even have an AFL side yet, but the state government is already trying to attract fans in the US. A sponsorship deal will see the state's branding displayed on the footballs used in the USAFL, a competition with 48 teams. It's doubling as a trade tactic. Cherilee Davies from Wine Tasmania saying there's plenty to gain.
The US is a major market for us, and it's growing very, very quickly.
Australia's top doctors are waiting with bated breath over whether access to telehealth GPs and non-GP specialist services will be extended. From tomorrow, federal government funding for the service will be wound back after being supported during the COVID pandemic. Australian Medical Association Vice President Dr. Chris Moy says it's a vital service.
It is right down to the wire at the moment, and given the fact that the settings were set up there to protect people and to protect patients in the situation where the Omicron pandemic came through, well, the Omicron pandemic continues, and we really need those telehealth rebates to continue at this stage for the protection of patients.
Australia has topped the list of more than 20 countries for methamphetamine use. Stats from a wastewater analysis also show for the first time since 2017, the use of meth, cocaine and MDMA in capital cities outstripped regional parts. And a former Tassie constable will be facing Hobart Magistrates Court today. He's been hit with a range of charges, including three of common assault, over an alleged incident in October last year. The 23-year-old has since resigned from the force. To sport now in Wimbledon, with Novak Djokovic proving too good for Aussie Tanasi Kokkinakis. While John Isner has knocked Andy Murray out of their second round match, the American showing a humble side after the clash.
I am most definitely not a better tennis player than Andy Murray. I might have just been a little bit better than him today. It was an incredible honor to play him on this court in front of this crowd.
Listener.